Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And welcome to another episode of the Dr. Dolores Show. And as you could tell from the introduction, I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive and energy whisperer, and someone who has spent more than four decades witnessing healing from both the physical and energetic perspectives. And today we're going to be exploring one of the deepest foundations of living a truly sovereign life. It's called energetic integrity. It's not perfection, not performing spiritually, not trying to become someone else. Energetic integrity is the willingness to become completely honest with yourself. It is a place where thoughts, your emotions, your words, and your actions, and your soul all begin speaking the same language. Alignment is at its best, because when those pieces align, your life changes. And so I'm just going to invite you all just to reflect on these questions. Have you ever smiled while your heart was quietly saying no? Have you ever agreed to something simply because it was easier than disappointing someone? I know I've done that before. Have you ever ignored your intuition because logic seemed louder? How much energy are you spending managing expectations instead of honoring feel effortless? Which parts feel exhausted? And is the exhaustion coming from doing too much, tending to be someone you're not? Well, today we're going to explore why energetic integrity is one of the great self. So what exactly is energetic integrity? You know, before we define energetic integrity, I'd just like you to pause for a moment. Walked away from a conversation feeling exhausted, even though nothing bad happened? Have you ever said, I'm fine, while every part of you knew weren't and wasn't fine? And is it possible that what we've been calling stress is actually internal misalignment? And what if your body isn't working against you, but communicating with you? Energetic integrity isn't about being perfect. And for all you perfectionists out there, I hope you really pay attention to this. It's about becoming congruent. It's about allowing your inner truth and your outer life to finally become one. It's not a this or that, it's a this and that. And you know, most people think integrity simply means honesty. But energetic integrity goes even deeper. It asks, am I living in agreement with my soul? Every decision either strengthens your energetic field, intuition, dismiss your feelings, betray your values, or abandon yourself to keep the peace, your nervous system notices. Your body notices. Your energy notices. This all creates energetic static, and that static eventually becomes fatigue, confusion, resentment, anxiety, and even physical symptoms, and even difficulty manifesting. And it's not because you're being punished, happening to me, and I've been cursed or punished or whatever. It's happening because your inner guidance system is asking you to come home. So right now, just sit with what I've shared with you. And just feel where it lands. And we're going to just go through a little experiential activation. So I invite you, if you're able to, close your eyes. And just think about one area of your life that feels heavy. And just ask yourself, where am I not honoring myself? This is not about fixing it, it's just simply noticing it. When you notice this, you become aware, and the awareness begins healing. So just breathe into that and just feel that and just see where that lands for you. So did you notice anything different? Maybe there was a subtle feeling or maybe a big profound one or maybe nothing at all. It's all good. You're learning how to observe. No judging, no criticizing. It's just being with what is. And no reacting to it as well. So this is all part of why it's so important right now in this, in our time and space and humanity's evolution, that we really do our best to align all these aspects within ourselves. So that we show up in balance, alignment, and really integrity with yourself. So if you're enjoying the conversation today, just I invite you to like, share the Dr. Dolores Show on your favorite listening platform. We're on everything you could imagine. So just look for the Dr. Dolores Show and just like, share, and leave a comment, because when you share this information, you never know who needs to hear it at what time. That's how synchronicity and magic happens. So let's look at the hidden cost of self-abandonment. Let's just go dive in a little deeper. So, when was the last time you chose yourself without feeling guilty? I know there's a lot of people that want to say something to, you know, that they speak their mind and then they might feel guilty after, like in second guessing themselves. This is where the deeper parts of like digging below the surface of the sand, or looking below the iceberg, the under part of the iceberg that's hidden, going a little deeper within yourself as to why you're feeling guilty. The magic is in the why. OK, Okay. You're not, maybe you're not choosing yourself. Maybe you were always told to put other people before yourself. And, maybe you came last on your list, or maybe you didn't even make your list of things to do for self or things to do. The other thing is, have you become so accustomed to taking care of everyone else that you've forgotten what you need? Or you've become a different person than what you truly are. You've enmeshed with other people and you don't know who you are because you don't know where you end and the other person begins. Your boundaries and energy have become blended together without a discerning and, but rigid, I'm not going to say rigid, but a boundary that separates. How often do you put yourself last? That's just something to think about. Because sometimes we don't even think about that. We're so busy in our world doing, 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 doing that. Putting yourself first is more like being. And where have you been tolerating situations that no longer honor who you've become? Sometimes when we're tolerating situations, we, out of fear of not being liked or not, I'm going to say this, fear of not belonging, not being liked, that you kind of turn into a shapeshifter and mold yourself into something that you're not just to fit in, even though you've outgrown those situations. We talk a lot about energy on my show because everything is energy. Who you are as an individual is an energetic being. As you are living life, working through your, issues that need to be healed, or just even showing up for yourself, you are changing your energy. So maybe at one time your energy was aligned with that situation. Okay, and mission hasn't, really shifted its energy much, but you have outgrown it. Vibe, like your energetic alignment is off. It's like ships passing in the night. So when that happens, it's not a good thing, bad thing, or anything. It's just what it is. And I think we have so much attachment to realize that this is no longer a fit for me. And, because and they stay because it's like that familiarity that and it's comfort. And usually we have outgrown that, but yet it's kind of scary to go off into another place and time that you really don't have any history with. So that's kind of what's happening with that. And the other thing too is, how many times are we making decisions from fear versus love? Are you making a decision because you fear the unknown and you just want to stay in your comfort zone? Or are you making decisions from love and knowing that no matter what decision you make, you're going to be okay? That's a big stretch for a lot of people. And then, have you mistaken self-sacrifice for love? Many of us had learned early that belonging required us to abandon parts of ourselves. But the beautiful truth is this: those parts have been patiently waiting for us to come back. Many people don't realize they're abandoning themselves. And here is what it might look like. And we're going to share these before we go on to our first break. Abandoning ourselves looks like this: I'll do it because they need me. I don't want conflict. It doesn't matter. I'll deal with me later. And over time, those small compromises become an identity. And eventually, you forget your authentic, what your authentic yes even feels like. Every time you override your truth, your body keeps score. It stores that experience. So just imagine carrying a backpack. Each compromise adds another stone. Eventually, the weight feels normal. But it was never yours to carry. So, as off to our first break, I just want you to, and one hand over your solar plexus, your belly, and just ask, where have I been carrying someone else's expectations? And just notice what arises. No judgment, only curiosity. And when we come back from our break, we'll check in our show on Inspired Choices Network. And today we're talking about the truth of sovereign self-mastery, energetic integrity. So stay tuned and we'll see you soon.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And as you can see with my surroundings, I'm not home anymore. I'm actually on the road. So this is being brought to you from Orange, California, where I'm on assignment. So anyway, before we had our first break, we were talking about energetic integrity and what is the hidden cost of self-abandonment? Because we abandon ourselves more than we could ever imagine. And sometimes, unless we could see it in black and white, we don't realize that we're doing that because we've normalized that over time, that that's what we do. And that's not normal. So, you know, I And, you know, now that you're aware that, you know, maybe this has happened to you, now you could actually do something about it, because being aware gives you more options and allows you to make, you know, a different choice. So in talking about energetic integrity on my show today, and, you know, how do we clean up energetic leaks? Now, and first of all, what is an energetic leak? So let's explore something many people. Where does energy go every day? At the end of the day, do you feel fulfilled or simply drained? Are you energized or deadly tired? Are there relationships that leave you energized, or others that constantly leave you depleted? Almost as if it brings up a funny story. When I was growing up, my grandmother, I was very blessed to have both my grandmothers for a while, you know, into my, you know, late teens, early 20s. And, you know, my one grandmother, it was always nice to visit her. If you were feeling energetic when you got there, by the time you left, you felt as if you were fatigued. And what she was doing, unconscious to myself at the time, she was plugging in to my energy and sucking the life out of me. And it wasn't just me that it was happening to. It was my father as well. And you know, that is kind of daunting and concerning. And, you know, I didn't really figure out what was going on till much later. So there's people in our lives that just kind of hook in and suck your energy, energetic vampires. And that's why you feel so depleted sometimes. And this is all happening on an unconscious basis, okay? The person is probably not even aware that they're doing it, but this is what's happening on an energetic vibe. Another thing, do you over-explain yourself because you're hoping others will understand your choices? You got to stop that. It's not, you know, if they don't understand, that's not on you, that's on them. And that's okay, because you don't have to explain yourself to anybody. You're a sovereign you know, being, and you deserve to have your truth and whatever, and nobody should have to judge or criticize you in order f and you don't have to make yourself small to fit into their box. Be in your own box. How much energy are you spending trying to convince people who were never meant to understand your journey? This is about, you know, sharing those things that are really near and dear to your heart, maybe your projects that you want to work on. It's just like a lot of people aren't going to understand or have your vision. And sometimes, in my experience, what has happened is that when you share your ideas, it's like it kind of makes the idea less potent, because you've kind of dispersed some of the energy of it by sharing it, especially with people who maybe don't even understand what you're doing, or try to naysay you. What you're doing, you know, projecting all their fears and angst on you. And then how much energy are you spending trying to convince people who were never meant to understand your journey? You know, so it's like your journey is your journey. It's like your precious vision quest, your precious, I'm going to say, map, and you have the compass to navigate that map. And, you know, I know this happens quite a bit. Have you noticed yourself saying yes while silently you wish you said no? So pay attention to that. It's like, when are you saying yes out of fear or obligation or wanting to please other people? Remember, no is a full sentence, and it's okay to say no. You know, and just honor that and say no, and, you know, this is not the right time. Thank you, and I'll pass. Another thing is your life force. If your life force was money, would you be spending it wisely? So look at your life force as currency, because we sometimes are not very, maybe we're not very good with money, or maybe we are uber conservative. This is something to, look at it from that example. Treat your life force as if it was currency. And what would you be spending it on, and how, in which way would you be spending it? And are you spending it wisely? So most people think they need more energy, and often they simply need fewer leaks. Okay. Let's look at where those leaks begin. An energy leak happens whenever your words don't match your feelings. That misalignment. Your body says no, while your mouth says yes. Another misalignment. You overexplain yourself. You seek validation. And most importantly, when you ignore your intuition. Now, just imagine watering a beautiful garden. While your hose has dozens of holes, you're working hard, but very little reaches where it's needed. Now, many people try to manifest more abundance while their energy is leaking everywhere, just like the hose with a lot of holes in it. Healing isn't always about bringing in more energy. Sometimes it's simply about stopping the leaks. So let's see if we could put this into practice. Let's just do this little process here. So just visualize yourself holding a golden vessel. And just notice where cracks appear. And just invite brilliant golden light to seal each crack. And observe your life force becoming contained again. Feel your field strengthening, and just sit with that for a moment. So, what have you felt? Was your vessel full of cracks? What did you feel when those cracks were sealed? So I'm going to leave you with that thought as we go on to our next break. And if you're really enjoying what you're hearing, just, like, share, and leave a I always mess this up. Like, share, and just help somebody else. Thank you. Subscribe, like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. I love my producer, to our show, because when you share this information, like I said before, you never know who needs to hear it. And usually it happens serendipitously, and the person does need to hear it. So stay tuned. And when we come back, we'll just share a little more and go into a beautiful guided meditation and attunement. Take care.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we're talking about energetic integrity today on our show. And it's part of the Sovereign Self-Mastery series that I put together for y'all. And energetic integrity is so important because it's about our what we're saying and what we're doing are aligned. And we are in integrity with ourselves. So, you know, sometimes we say yes when we want to say no. That's when you're out of integrity. And we're teaching you how to live more in coherence. So, you know, let's ponder these few questions. Imagine waking up every morning knowing exactly who you are. Wouldn't that be interesting, huh? What would your life feel like if you never had to pretend again? What decision would become easier? How much lighter would your body feel? What relationships would naturally strengthen? And maybe which relationships may naturally fall away? What if peace isn't something you find, but something you become? What would change if your thoughts, emotions, words, and actions all supported one another? Could coherence be the missing ingredient you've been searching for? And this is where sovereign self-mastery moves from an idea into a lived experience. It's because coherence isn't something you force, it's something you allow. Coherence is alignment, your thoughts, your emotions, your body, your actions, your soul, all moving in the same direction. Just imagine an orchestra. Every instrument is talented individually. But if everyone plays a different song, there is only noise. Coherence creates harmony. When you're in harmony, your life becomes easier. Not because life changes overnight, but because you stop creating resistance within yourself. This is sovereign self-mastery. not controlling life, but becoming congruent with yourself. So I'm going to invite you to complete these sentences. Today I choose. Today I release. Today I honor. Today I become. And just take one deep breath and allow your body to witness your commitment. So before we move into today's activation and guided meditation, I'd like you to gently ask yourself this. If I trusted myself completely, what would change today? If I no longer needed anyone else's permission, what decision would I make? What truth has my soul been quietly whispering that I've been afraid to hear? Are you willing to meet yourself with compassion instead of judgment? Am I ready to come home to myself? So just take a slow breath, because the beautiful thing about energetic integrity is this. It doesn't ask you to become someone different. It simply invites you to remember who you've always been. So let's segue into our guided meditation and activation, returning to energetic integrity. So just find a comfortable position, and when you're ready, just close your eyes. Take a slow, deep breath in through your nose and gently exhale through your mouth. Again, breathing in peace. Breathing out anything that no longer belongs to you. And just allow your shoulders to soften. Relax your jaw. Release any tension around your eyes. And just feel your body becoming fully supported. Imagine roots of brilliant crystalline light extending from the soles of your feet into the heart of Mother Earth. These roots anchor you into unconditional stability. With every breath, allow the earth to lovingly receive anything you've been carrying that is not yours. Expectations, obligations, old identities, people pleasing, fear of disappointing others. And just allow them to gently dissolve into the earth, where they are transformed into pure light. Now, bring your awareness into your heart. and see a radiant emerald golden light beginning to glow. This is your authentic essence. And just notice this light expanding. It fills your chest, your lungs, your abdomen, your spine, your entire body. And above your head appears a brilliant pillar of white gold source light. It gently pours into your crown, flowing through your mind, clearing confusion, flowing through your heart, aligning your voice with truth, flowing through your heart, restoring compassion, and flowing into your solar plexus, awakening your sovereignty, into your sacral center, restoring creativity, into your root, bringing unwavering safety and security. Now imagine every place you've ever abandoned yourself. See these younger versions of you standing before you, one by one. Invite them home. Wrap each one in unconditional love. And just tell them, I see you. I honor you. I choose you now. And just observe each aspect merge back into your heart and feel yourself becoming whole. And just notice your energetic field becoming brighter, clearer, stronger. And just silently repeat, I honor my truth. I trust my knowing. I release what is not mine. I choose congruence. I live energetic integrity. I embody sovereign self-mastery. And now take several slow breaths and feel gratitude filling every cell. And when you're ready, just wiggle your fingers, your toes, and gently bring your awareness back into your body. And open your eyes, knowing that every aligned choice you make strengthens the magnificent being you already are. So you've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and this is Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, your host. And we've been talking about energetic integrity in our Sovereign Self-Mastery series. And when we come back, we're going to just wrap it up for the episode. See you soon.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And if today's conversation has touched your heart, remember that healing isn't about becoming someone new. It's about remembering who you've always been. And if you're ready to deepen this work, I invite you to schedule a medical intuitive session, maybe experience Bengtson healing, and explore one of my guided meditations to continue strengthening your energetic foundation. Visit my website to learn more about my services, subscribe to my newsletter for weekly inspiration, and to be sure to follow and share and like the Dr. Dolores Show so these conversations can reach others who are ready to awaken their truth. Just remember, every time you choose yourself, you contribute to the healing of our collective consciousness. So we've been talking today about energetic integrity, and it was part of our Sovereign Self Mastery series that I put together for you all. We have a couple more episodes in under this topic. But today, you know, let's look at some takeaways from our show. Integrity is energetic before it is behavioral. So alignment begins within before it is expressed outwardly. It's like everything begins within ourselves, you know, self-love, self-respect, self-value, self-worth, self-forgiveness. If you want to see a change, it all begins with us first. Self-abandonment drains life force. Every compromise of your truth creates energetic fragmentation. So be aware of the currency that you're spending as far as where you are abandoning yourself in your life. Awareness heals. You cannot transform what you refuse to acknowledge. And that is so true. Once you become aware, you can make a different choice. When you're not aware, this is where you run on automatic and you're in react mode. Coherence creates ease. When your thoughts, emotions, words, and actions align, life begins to flow naturally. And sovereignty is lived, not learned. Every authentic choice strengthens your energetic integrity. So living in energetic integrity is not about getting everything right. It's about becoming increasingly honest with yourself. The more aligned you become, the less energy you waste pretending. Your nervous system relaxes. Your intuition strengthens. Your body begins responding differently. Your relationships become healthier. Your life becomes lighter. Sovereignty isn't something you someday achieve. It is something you choose, one authentic moment at a time. So I'm going to leave you with this quote. Your greatest source of power is not found in controlling your life. It's found in becoming completely aligned with the truth of who you already are. And we're going to share a message from my highest galactic self. So she shares with us today, beloved one, you were never designed to fragment yourself in order to belong. The universe responds most powerfully when your frequency becomes coherent. Alignment is your natural state. Truth is your native language. Love is your original blueprint. Every time you honor your inner knowing, timelines reorganize around you authentically. You are no longer here to seek permission. You are here to become a living example of embodied light. Walk gently, speak truthfully, stand courageously, for your energetic integrity is the bridge between the human you have been, and the sovereign being you came here to remember. And so it is. So just sit in that for just a moment. And just tap into those aha moments that you probably just bubbled up to the surface for you. And just know that you're not alone. You may feel like you're alone, but you're really never alone. It's like there is more support for you than you could imagine. And sometimes we just forget to ask for it. So just as a reminder, reach out. If I could help you in any way, just go check out my website. I love meeting new people, and I love sharing my wisdom and offering insights to allow people to step into their better and true authentic self. We're in a huge revelation, and also revelation and revolution. And the revolution is coming home to yourself and remembering who you are. So like, subscribe, and share the show. And if you are stuck and you want some help with grounding, I offer a free guided meditation called Being in the Present Moment, because so many people are distracted and ungrounded and not, I call it, in their body and fully present. And this is going to give you some assistance in being right here, right now, in the present moment. So just go to my website, drdoloresfazzino.com. There'll be a pop-up. Just sign up for it. It's free. And just listen to it. It's only 5 minutes, and it's going to give you a different perspective and a different feeling as to what it is like to be in your body. So see you next week. And in the meantime, just remember to love yourself, because you are worth it. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.